But the second part of that thought is this. What I have trouble believing is that God believes in me. Anyone else there? I don't have any problem believing in God, but what I do have issues with is the fact that God, the creator of all that is and all that ever will be, the one who knew me in my mother's womb, believes in me. That's kind of hard for me to swallow. Is that hard for you to swallow? You know, when you look at a child, anytime a child feels he or she doesn't meet a parent's expectation or feels he or she always disappoints their parents or their coach or their teacher, one of two things happen. Number one, they may disconnect totally. Teachers see this each and every day that they go to school, where kids disconnect. They just quit trying. They get tired of trying to live up to those unreachable expectations. It's kind of like, you know, since I never please you, I'm just going to quit trying right now. I believe that most people in the U.S. are not connected to the church, who are not connected to the church, are not disconnected because they don't feel or believe in God. They are disconnected because they don't believe that they can meet God's expectations. So they disconnect. The second result of feeling like you don't measure up is the opposite of disconnecting. It is developing rigidity in your life. In other words, people fall into a performance mode, performance orientation that comes from guilt and shame. This happens to a lot of quote-unquote religious people, causing them to get rigid and judgmental of other kinds of people. Now, each of us, I'm sure, as I was speaking, kind of our mind, I mean, I know that you pine on every word of mine. I understand that. But, you know, for some of you, while I was speaking, I know you were thinking about individuals that fall into those categories that are in your life. May have been from 20 years ago. And you might say, oh, you know, I remember that friend of mine. Well, you know what? Her parents, she just could never please her parents, and finally she quit trying. Or, boy, I remember Mrs. So-and-so in church. Man, if I wore jeans, she would just crawl down my throat. You hear what I'm saying? So all of us know, or will know in our lives, if we're youth maybe at this point, one or two or more people that fall into those categories where either they quit trying or they get so rigid and judgmental of other people. Here's what is so powerful about the Christmas season and the meaning of the Christmas season. God comes to your house because you don't feel good enough to come to His. God comes to your house because you don't feel good enough to come to His. You see, God left heaven to hang out with us to prove His love and to prove our value. To me, that's an incredible God. Incredible God. I'm excited today because we're going to look at a person who felt that they didn't deserve the love of God, and Jesus lifted them up. So if we look at our scripture, get your Bibles back out this morning, and we're keep them out, okay? Keep those out, because we're going to kind of step down through this scripture this morning. Luke 7, we'll begin with 7:36, chapter 7, verse 36. So Luke chapter 7, verse 36 tells us, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. Now, this was a special thing in anyone's life, to be invited to the Pharisee's house. But you need to understand first that the Pharisee in this scripture represents the religious rigidity, or those who are unchangeable. They believe in the law more than they do in grace. It's like, this is how you live, and there is no way to get around that. All right? No way, that's right. And the Pharisee represents that in the scripture. And there always seemed to be tension between the Pharisees and Jesus. If you've been a part of a church and